Editor's note. This story has been updated from the original with additional information. Sylvan Lake. Defeated Innisfail mayoral candidate Glenn Carrot has been charged with assault and mischief in connection to a convoy-related altercation in Sylvan Lake last week. RCMP issued a news release on February 8 that stated police were monitoring a Freedom Convoy rally on February 3 that was traveling from Eckville to Sylvan Lake. RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkov said as it traveled through Sylvan Lake, a pickup truck pulled in front and blocked the convoy. He said the lead participant of the convoy approached the driver of the pickup truck and an altercation ensued. As a result of an investigation into the incident, RCMP have charged the lead participant of the convoy, Glenn Daniel Carrot, 56, formerly of Innisfail, with assault and mischief. Savinkov said Carrot was released to appear in Red Deer Provincial Court on May 18. The former Innisfail town councillor, who moved his primary residence to a 5-acre acreage west of town late last year, appeared at a downtown Innisfail rally on February 7 that was protesting against provincial COVID restrictions, specifically the masking mandate. Carrot confirmed to the Alberton on February 7 he was facing an assault charge but that another person had also been jointly charged. Savinkov told the Alberton that Carrot was the only person who was criminally charged from the February 3 incident. Carrot told the Alberton on February 8 he was talking to his lawyer before commenting further. He later texted the Alberton with a comment from his Red Deer lawyer Maurice Collard, which the Alberton confirmed with Collard. Mr. Carrot maintains his innocence, hopes these charges are not politically motivated, and looks forward to clearing his good name in court. Mr. Carrot will not be stopped in his ongoing fight for the freedoms and liberties of all Albertans, said Collard. Savinkov said in his news release that additional provincial charges were laid during the incident, including a charge for failing to yield to pedestrian under the rules of the road regulation to the driver of the vehicle who blocked the convoy. The Alberta RCMP asked that motorists and pedestrians remain calm and obey all laws when encountering any type of protest, said Savinkov in his news release. Confronting people and committing unsafe acts only serve to further inflame the situation. Individuals are asked to drive slowly, with increased caution and patience. Related. Town of Innisfail lays COVID-related charge against Glenn Carrot.